I mentioned before that we need guidelines so that our procedures would be similar in similar cases. It's not common to have legal regulations because, as I told you, in law, we might much more prefer to have principles, general principles, and these are pretty much the same for, so to say, physical evidence and digital evidence. The principles should be the same. However, the guidelines or good practice guidelines, they can be amended within a short time. They should be amended, looked over over every 2 years minimum, so that they would be up to date. However, the ACPO guidelines, which is one of the guidelines that that is used most as an example for domestic guidelines, it has four main principles of, when it comes to collecting digital evidence, and they apply no matter what time we are talking about. They are very very principled, and therefore it even doesn't matter that the ACPO guidelines in that sense is not valid anymore, but the principles still are. The first principle that should be in every law enforcement official's mind when collecting evidence is that no action taken by law enforcement should change data held on a computer or storage media, which may be later on relied upon in court. Now, this is a very simple principle again, but very difficult to follow, because everything that we do, it changes something. Now, we have to think about whether these changes would be important in regards with presenting information in court. So not all the changes that have taken place are important in terms with evidence, right? So we have to make peace with the fact that everything changes, whatever we do when working with a live technical device. So principle two comes directly into our hands. In circumstances where a person finds it necessary to access original data held on a computer or storage media, and we normally do find it necessary almost in every case when we find a computer working, the person has to be competent to do so. Now, the competence, who is competent and what kind of competence do we need? This is up to the case. It could be very different from case to case, and we can't say that the person who has graduated from a university X is competent in everything because the person has this kind of diploma. No, it's not possible. In different kinds of tasks, you need different kinds of competence, and this competence is to be argued about in court. If there is raised a question that whether this official was competent enough to do something, then it has to be argued in court and the person has to show his or her competence. And the difficult part for investigators normally is to be able to give evidence and reasons for their actions, because very often they tend not to think forward. They tend not to think what this results in. They just do. So when we talk about digital evidence collection, the investigator really has to think through before involving into touching the live system, because he might destroy everything. That's why this principle too is very critical to understand. First, that one has to be competent and has to be able to explain why and what he has done and what were the implications or results of that. Principle three is about audit trail. So everything has to be written down. It could be videotaped also. The aim of this is that later on in court, we all would like to see what was done and how it was done in order to assess whether those changes that took place there at the time of search and seizure, for example, when the live system was working, that those changes did not change the information we are trying to rely on in court. So to say, third-party experts should be able to review this process and say that due to that, those actions, these results came. However, they did not affect this or that is being presented in court, or vice versa, that due to the fact that the investigator did that, this metadata can't be correct. So an audit trail is really important, and we shouldn't be afraid of videotaping our actions when we work on a live system, especially in the cases where the defense counsel can't be at present or is not allowed to be at present, and the only option for the defense is to review this process in court. So this is important. And principle four, of course, someone has to be in charge because there are lots of critical decisions that have to be made, because we talk about original system, we talk about changing data, and someone has to decide what and how to do so that it would be able to present it in court also. So these are the principles of digital evidence that should be kept in mind when we investigate crimes in this environment of internet.